Chapter 10. Plans to Escape. The boy is in bed. He's trembling. He waits, but nobody comes. It's quiet. The boy climbs out of bed and goes downstairs into the kitchen. He looks into the hole. The borrower's home is in total disorder.
Arietti! Pod! Homily!
Finally, the clocks appear. They're frightened and they're trembling.
Mrs. Driver and Cramphill saw our home,
they say.
It's terrible!
You can't stay here now,
the boy says.
I must take you upstairs.
No, it's dangerous,
Pod says.
Mrs. Driver wants to call the police and the rat catcher.
We must go to Uncle Hendriri's rabbit hole tomorrow,
Homily says.
We can't go tonight. We can't see anything.
Maybe we can sleep in the doll's house tonight,
Arietti says.
That's a good idea. Tomorrow I can take you to Uncle Hendriri's house in my pocket,
says the boy.
And then I can bring you things, food, chairs, or a table. But now I must take you to the doll's house.
But how?
Asks Pod.
You haven't got any pockets in your pyjamas.
The boy looks round the kitchen. He sees a shopping bag on the table.
I can take you upstairs in that shopping bag,
he says. Suddenly, they hear a noise.
Quick, hide!
Pod exclaims.
Somebody's coming!
The clocks disappear. Nobody is in the hole now.
Pod, Homily, Arietti, come here!
The boy shouts. At that moment, the door opens. Mrs. Driver is standing there. She's very angry.